Mariners and the Marlins on Wednesday, possibly the last ever appearance for Ichiro at Safeco Field. Let's pick this one up, bottom one.
Flat ball center field, Yelich giving chase, going way back on the track, and slams into the fence and makes the catch. Gold Glover out there, Christian Yelich. The other way, base hit. Mariners are going to take the lead here. Two-run single by Mitch Haniger. Zunino scores. Martin scores. And all the way to third goes Dyson. The Mariners are on top 3-2 on Miami.
Here's the 3-1. Swung on and cracked to left center field. This is back. This is way back. This is gone. Left center field. Way out. Absolutely crushed.
There's a drive into the gap, right center field. That's going to put the Mariners in front. 4-3 Mariners as Kyle Seager doubles home Nelson Cruz here in the third.
3-2 to Haniger.
This one well struck. Deep left center field. Yeah, it's not going on that one. Base of the fence. Scoring is Zunino. Flying home is Dyson. The throw to the plate. There will be no throw. Mitch Haniger again.
Marshall, the new pitcher, is a drive to right field. He's going to end it on a big time note. Look at this.
Ichiro with a home run and his final appearance here at Safeco Field. Talk about a sense of the dramatic.
The M's double up the Marlins 10-5 as Ichiro hits his first career home run against the Mariners in the ninth, 5 years and one day after he last went deep at Safeco Field. Here is Seattle skipper Scott Servais.
Outstanding job by our guys to really bounce back after a tough first week. You know, we knew it wasn't going to be easy. We dug ourselves a little bit of a hole, more than a little bit. But, you know, scratch and claw and climb out of it. You never know what can happen. But really good at-bats today. Tip my cap, our offense really stepped up, grinded through at-bats. I think we walked 10 times today, which is says a lot about where we got to get back to. And we've done a really good job at this homestand. It was a grind. The entire game was a grind. From the first inning, you look up and Felix giving up four or five hits and a hit batter in the first inning, and you're like, wow, how are we going to get through this? But, you know, he's been through it. He's a veteran. You know, we certainly, I trust him. He's got a very long leash with Felix. He usually finds a way, and he hung in there. You know, that's what it was, and then our offense kind of got it going from there.
That offense seems to revolve around Haniger right now.
And Mitch has really played outstanding. Can't say enough about him. The quality at bats, the walks, the big hits, working into his count, understanding situations. It's been huge for us and really a boost. And then obviously when the guys behind him get rolling, we play really well. So that's a really good ball club. Miami is a very talented team. The middle of their lineup is as scary as any lineup we're going to see all year. And they can do damage. It's a good squad. It's nice to get 2 out of 3.
Scott, it's just like 45 games of big league experience. Have you seen a young kid not give away at bats like that? He just seems to refuse to give one away.
He does. He's really grinding through them. There's a guy in Anaheim that's pretty good too. When he first came up, Mike Trout was. I'm not comparing him, but, you know, just as far as a grind, you know, and going through. And I think the nice thing, you know, Mitch understands his swing. He understands who he is. He understands where he's at on our team. And, you know, he's just going out and having fun. That's the big thing all our guys are starting to relax a little bit and then the talent starts to come out.
How much of that did you know before the trade? How much did you learn in spring training? How much has been kind of the last, you know, these first 15 games?
You trust the people that put the trades together and stuff like that. But nobody really knows until you get around the players and can really touch them and you know, get to know them and see you know, how they react to different situations and especially when they're going bad, you know, if they struggle here or there. And, you know, Mitch started out a little rough. You know, the first couple games when we got the season going was a little rough, but over time as the bats started to get better and then the results come.
Scott, looking back, the two plays at the plate, the Dyson throw, and then you had Freeman, pretty big one.
Yeah, really big. The Dyson double play in the first inning was huge. You know, they get the short fly ball, throw him out. You know, Freeman on the bang-bang play, turn and fire a strike. That's where the ball had to be to get that guy at the plate. Nice tag by Zunino. So big defensive plays. You know, outs were hard to get today. You know, we ran into a couple ourselves, but, you know, nice job by the guys.
Scott, at 2-8, did you remind the guys that there's still a long way to go and all that, or just be veterans that they
No, we had some reminders. I think, you know, one of the things that I did on the Friday leading up to the Texas series is, you know, we printed out all the playoff teams from last year, and the last five teams to go to the World Series, they all had stretches throughout the course of the season, 1-9, 2-8, or 3-7. It happens. We are the only team to kind of do it right out of the chute. But understanding that, you know, we have talent, and if you continue to stick together and believe in each other, things will work out and they'll turn. That's what baseball does. It'll turn around, but you got to keep grinding because people don't feel sorry for you. And, you know, we talked about that, and our guys certainly have responded.
How was Felix able to kind of just write the ship? I mean, it seemed like the command was just a little up.
Yeah, like I said, they have a good team, you know, and I think they were out very, very aggressive. I mean, first, second pitch, I look up, you're giving up like 4 hits on 7 pitches. You know, they had a game plan. They were going right after them. And it didn't really matter what pitch it was. You know, some changeups, some curveballs, some fastballs. But I thought Zunino did a nice job of kind of settling them down. Okay, where are we at? Let's get the ball down. Let's try to get some balls at some people. And, you know, he picked up a couple strikeouts along the way. But Felix continued to throw strikes. That's the big difference for what I've seen this year than maybe what I saw last year. He keeps going at the strike zone and not dancing around it. And he did it again today.
It was not one of the finer efforts for Felix Hernandez on Wednesday, as he gave up 4 runs on 12 hits in just 6 1/3, but he does nonetheless improve to 2-1 on the season as Seattle took down Miami by a 10-5 final.
I heard that's an honor just doing this tag with Freddie. Him and I, we are really good friends. And just tag with him is a really an honor.
Now let's go back to that first inning. What happened?
I have no idea what happened. It was just, I think I threw 6 pitches, it was 5 hits. They were swinging, the pros there in the first inning would just swing the first pitch, and then they changed their approach. They just looking for breaking ball after that. You know, but I was able to stay longer in the game, and the offer came through, and we win the game.
But given the way that first inning went, are you surprised that you made it to the seventh?
No, I wasn't surprised. I knew I don't have my best off today. I was going to battle, and I was going to stay longer than I can over there.
Pounded the strike zone even when they started getting off contact. I mean, is that important that you got to keep?
Not like the first inning. I mean, I should throw more balls. Yeah, well, you know, it's important for me. Just throw a strike. And just, you know, get around the zone. And, you know, you see all the contacts they make. It was a ground ball to the left side and the ground ball to the other side. It was a tough game, but we win.
Did the time in between innings impact you?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Stanton made some decent contact.
It was pretty deep, huh? It was pretty deep. You put a good swing in that changeup, though. That was a good swing, and he take me deep. Even Yelich.
He didn't mind walking in that one.
He was locked in. He was locked in. I mean, he was on all my pitches, though. So. I walk it.
Looks deep. The bounce back from our team, 6-3 on this homestand, and after the start, I mean, how exciting is that?
It was good, man. I mean, we really need this. I mean, I know the offense is going to come through sometimes, but we believe in each other, and we're going to be good.
The Fish are off on Thursday. The M's head to Oakland to take on the A's.